Continuing our series about children's books that have mattered to people in their lives, we recently spoke with the Emmy Award-winning television producer and Hornbook Award-winning author Martin Sandler about the books that have stayed with him.
There really were three, and they really did change my life. I grew up in a household which, sadly, where there were no books. My parents just did not read. And so I did not discover books or get into books until a teacher at a very early age handed me a book called Arlo, A Boy and His Dog. It was the first book I had ever read. Later on, when I got interested in Woody Guthrie, I found out that Woody Guthrie's favorite book was Arlo, A Boy and His Dog. And so when he had his first child, who later became the famous folk singer Arlo Guthrie, he named the child Arlo. For me, it was terribly, terribly important because all of a sudden I was reading and I couldn't put the book down. I even took time away from playing baseball, which was amazing for me. And then I went to the library and I discovered a book called Wild Bill Harrington Flies Over the United States. And this was accounts of Wild Bill Harrington saving damsels in distress while 40,000 feet in the air. And I loved it. I really loved it. And then, right after that, somebody introduced me to the John Artunis books. And I was in love with baseball. And John Artunis wrote a book called High Pockets. And High Pockets was obviously Ted Williams. And I was in that. Ted Williams was my idol. So I read through all of John Artunis's books. And believe it or not, the first book I ever wrote, I wrote when I was 16 years old. And believe it or not, very small press actually published it. And I can tell you that definitely it was a work of fiction because in the book, the Boston Red Sox win the World Series. And we know that has to be fiction.
We asked him why that first book was so important.
It just captured my interest. It introduced me into a whole new world. This, you have to understand, this is long before television. I listened to radio, but not that much at the time. It was just a whole sense of an adventure. And I think even at an early age, I realized this guy, whoever wrote it, this guy is making me use my imagination. I have to picture Arlo. I have to picture this dog. I have to picture this adventure. And it really struck me. I learned early on that the books I loved, just as I started reading, were the ones that challenged.